Hello, hello. It is the Love Uplifted Lady here. So excited as always to be here talking to you. So nice deep breaths. We're past April Fools. I hope too many of y'all didn't get fooled yesterday. I did a couple things on social media, a couple YouTubers, a couple things I really love tried to, you know, sock it to me yesterday. So I wanted to come and talk to you a little bit more about the topic of discussion, which is what does love have to do with it? Tina Turner sang that song a very long time ago, and a lot of us probably rocked and rolled. I know it came out before I was even born, but I heard this song religiously as I was growing up. And really, it took me being in some situations in life. My first relationship was riddled with physical, sexual, verbal abuse, mental abuse, all the abuses you could assume I was having and going through between the ages of 15 and 22, silently, as I still went to school, lived on my own, and tried my hardest to conceal what was going on around me, just solely looking for love, hoping that if I gave enough, if I did the right things, if I read the right books, if I had reached out to the right people even, that I would get some hope. And you know what I found is love has a lot to do with it. Love is required from all parties involved, no matter what it is. So, you know, I think back to that song and, you know, what we were watching Tina Turner go through. We were watching a woman's endurance through turmoil. We were watching her strength through nothingness. But more than anything, we were hearing a woman that didn't love herself. She truly had signed up for something way bigger than what she was. It changed her life. It changed her name. These were things she had to fight for to get away. Just to understand that it didn't matter how much she loved, if she didn't get it in return, she would always have a life that would leave her asking that same question. What does love have to do with it? It can't just be a secondhand emotion. It cannot just be a thing that we follow up at the end of every sentence or the beginning of one when we know we're in trouble. Love is a feeling. It's an action word, and it requires you to do so. So today, I want us to talk a little bit more about, you know, what does love have to do when we're talking about our family, our friends, our relationships, and definitely number one, our self-love. But I want to start there last because we know that that's the hardest thing to find. The main thing is we are always, like another great saying, looking for love in all the wrong places. We are seeking for someone to fill us up. And I'll be honest, I grew up on a road full of family all the time. I mean, I felt like I never really cried unless I was getting beat up, which sometimes was a lot. But I could look at the people that I would say raised me. I say my cousins, we raised ourselves, not because we didn't have lack of parental guidance. It was because there were so many of us that you couldn't go but, you know, a few feet before you saw love, before you saw an aunt or an uncle or received a hug or a smile. And, you know, whatever it is now, whatever those intentions were then, you know, when I was a kid, that's all I felt was love. And I gave it. And, you know, I had a crazy, crazy conversation with my grandma, you know, rest in peace to her soul always. But I had a crazy conversation with her before she started losing her mind. And, you know, she told me, honey, what happens if you stop running for the love? And she didn't mean physically running because y'all know I like to run. She meant, what happens if I quit running to the love and the love came to me? She's like, did you ever notice you're chasing after what someone may not even want to give you? And they'll give it to you half-heartedly because they're meeting you where they think your need is. And rather than me growing, rather than us all growing, we're continuously looking to give more of our energy to find ourselves more approved. So in that sense, with my family, I spent a lot of my time running to people, open arm, smile on my face, hug in my heart, love in my mind, all of the things, right? To accept love. And the older I got, the louder the talk got, the louder the disappointment got, the louder the inconsistency in what we call a family got, the bigger the stories were, the more lies were passed. You know, it really had me thinking, why was I running to those places looking for something that people really didn't want to readily give me? And she explained it to me that they didn't want to readily not give it to me because of me. They didn't give it to me because they didn't know how to seek it for themselves. And when sometimes we can easily show what others can't easily get to or find themselves, it's a breaking point for them. It sometimes creates envy where you don't want it. Rather than asking someone, hey, why do you move the way you move? Why is your energy so great? Why do you love the way we do? We sometimes take a hug from someone, we shake our head after, and we say, if that girl only knew. And I'm here to tell you, you know, that was my family. And when it came to friends, I did the same thing with them. I would hear a friend talk about a gymnastic routine or a cheerleading competition or a soccer game, whatever it was, I was always so much more enthusiastic to share about their abilities than I was to lean into my own. Conversation goes back to one I had with my mom when she said, I love to hear you talk about yourself. I love to hear you talk about your friends. But the difference is the way you talk about your friends, you talk about them as though you admire them. And when you talk about yourself, you talk about yourself as though you're angry with what you haven't quite yet received, but with what I've seen in you your entire life. That was a huge newsflash for me. And I'm telling you, until a few years ago, I still didn't believe that. Now I've changed my view on how I get friends, who my tribe is, how I seek love from those that I call a friend. But I still had that unwavering belief that if I gave a lot, I would only get that in return. That followed me into my relationships. The first relationship I had that I would say was a true relationship led me to getting pregnant. I literally walked to someone's house from school just to watch a movie. They had other plans and I didn't move fast enough. And with that, I ran towards a love that increased my danger of getting pregnant. I'd say the second weekend after meeting this person, still not even being their girlfriend, I found that I was pregnant. And again, I ran for love. I kept my sweet baby girl that's now more than 18 and a half. But even with that, I loved wrong. I loved because I was sad. I loved because I had made a mistake. And I wanted people to know that, you know, I was willing to hold on to my mistakes. I was willing to show up. I was willing to teach past those things that I didn't understand. And that I was willing to hold on to what I thought was love from someone. I was willing to make sure that that person got whatever it was that they needed, hoping that that was what they lost or they needed as a kid. And I could provide it. And as long as I could provide it with a sweet little home and, you know, I was going to be that person that gave that other soul love like they'd never received before. And it didn't work. Abuse got louder in every aspect and every sensory that you could think of. I felt it. I was dealing with quite a bit, you know, through my high school years. Even I will commend the amazing vice principal that I have. And I won't mention his name. He knows who he is, but I commend him for seeing me being hemmed up in the hallway, literally lifted up off the ground with my husband holding my shirt up to the wall, upset that someone spoke to me, a man, a boy at the time, to tell us what our senior project was. And I answered. And I'll never forget this vice principal looking at me as he has tried to die down yet another fight between me and this person I loved. I think he looked at me and he shook his head in that disappointment because I tried so hard to show everything and everybody that I was fine, that, you know, I could have a baby young. I shielded my postpartum depression from everybody. I quit running, which at the time was a terrible idea, but it was all that I had left. That was all that I could give, was to take more off of my plate so that I could handle the more that I was not even ready for. So I'll tell you that with even that love for myself, I found that it wasn't there. I was still constantly needing other people to fill me up. Fast forward, I leave that relationship, you know, a good almost 8 years in, second baby, 6 months old, and I'm looking for what I think is me again, never knowing that I never found her to start with. So, you know, I was searching for an invisible being. but I think about that and, you know, there I was again, free. I answered to a message or a call for someone that wanted my love. They weren't ready to give it. So for another 10, almost 11 years, I have driven down the back roads of what I thought love was, through the briar berries of what I thought it was supposed to feel like, only to come out with more scars, more stories, but more lessons about love. And it led me to the very most important thing, self-love. As the Love Uplifted Lady, someone gave me this name. This wasn't a name that I felt like I exuded. It was something I always wanted to give. And I was so happy when people would say, oh my God, I feel so much love from you. When you hug me, I feel your energy. Oh my gosh, you're so exciting to be around. And I just want to know more about you. The fact is, every morning that I would get up for many years, I wouldn't look at myself because I couldn't stand the person that I allowed me to be. For many years, I physically put my body through turmoil just to see if I could stand it, to see if I could feel pain somewhere else other than the pain that was inside of me. You know, if I could create muscle deterioration, if I could break my brain down by not eating correctly, if I could wallow just a little bit more in self-pity, I would be okay. I could fool another day. And I stopped. You know, I walked away from a 10-year relationship now with my third child, sad, hurt, beaten down mentally more than I'd ever thought possible. Really? More than I ever thought possible. For those that wonder about these different causes that you see and racism and all of these things, when they come up in your relationship, you know, I was in a biracial relationship. So when someone is threatening your life and telling you that you were a slave for them when you know you worked for them, it really takes a stab at what you thought your worth was. And from the moment that I chose me, and I'm going to try not to cry when I say this, but from the moment that I chose me, life finally started to make sense. And I finally started feeling what I could so easily give to everybody else, why I hid behind what I couldn't find for me. I am living love. And the reason I know that I'm doing that is because I'm facing some really tough pushbacks in life right now. Financially, I'm good. Business and career-wise, I'm awesome. My immediate family, my mom, my dad, and my kids, we are doing well. But I've suffered, you know, a pretty big loss in this past week even. And it has led me to have to be the bigger person when sometimes being battered is all you want to be. You know, you want to share, you want to scream, you want to feel like you can give what you want to give to people, that they don't want to receive it. And for me, it's love. And because I've grown so much in what love really means to me and how I will let it be given from me and how I will also receive it, I can't feel the same way that I once did. The same way these things have happened that I'm going through now would have immediately crushed me before. Now I'm crushed. I am hurt. But I'm whole. And that's something that I hope that you search for in your life and that you ask the question, what does love have to do with it? Because if you don't start with love for yourself, you will climb up a lot of other people's love trees just to be cut down. The fact is, I've climbed many a mountain physically. I have climbed many a mountain mentally. And I have finally chosen mentally to come down from a place that's too high for me to hold myself up to. I am in love with me. And when I found love for me, the biggest notion that I created was, I'm not gonna love anybody else. And I meant not gonna be in love with anybody else but me. I just thought that that was the way that I could shield myself. Like, you know what? If I only think about my little family, my kiddos, and you know what I'm going to have to go through trying to co-parent with someone that I know is not capable of doing so. You know, I knew so many things were going to continue to happen that all I wanted was just joy for myself and my kids. But the fact is, I let my guard down without even trying. And I'm happy to say that I found love again. And I found it right. And I'm with somebody that builds me to love me in spite of his presence in my life or not. And I think that that was the truest meaning of love. When I knew I had it for me is when someone could tell me, I don't want to be in love with someone that doesn't love themselves. I don't want to marry someone who doesn't believe that the love and what I want to give them, they actually deserve. And that hit me like a ton of bricks, because no one but my grandmother and my mom and my dad have ever unconditionally spoken to me like that and wanted more for me. And he's watched me get more for myself. He's been my cheerleader. He's been my therapist mentally and body. But the relationship started organically. We started as friends. Like, we were just fighting for friendship, fighting to figure out why we let people do us the way we did. I think we asked that question. What did love have to do with it? When we were there in those places where we knew we weren't receiving it, why did we stay? I think our answer was the same. We stayed because we knew what love was. We knew what it was to give it. Whether we ever received it from ourselves or not, we knew what it was to give it. That's all I've heard my whole life, is that people wanted my energy, but they had no idea the things that I fought to have this energy be a part of the world that we're in now. So I want to tell you, and I want to ask you, I want to maybe even beg you, if that's possible, to sit down today and write down, what does love have to do with it? And I want you to write a place for your family, your extended, write a place for your immediate, write a place for your friends, for your relationships, and then write a place for yourself. And I want you to write, what would it mean if you gave and received love the way that you wanted it? What would it look like? And are you doing it? Are you, in your ability, living and leading with love that you want to? Because you're in full control of that. You can't control the people in those relationships with you. But you can dial into your sight, kind of in your binocular sight, what it is that you want. And I want you to go get what you need. And we need love. So with that being said, I thank you so much for listening to me ramble today. It's been a long time since I've had a podcast, but you know, these things got me thinking, got my wheels turning on what it is that I want to help people see. And self-love is not just mantras. It's not just, you know, rubbing your temples. It's not just sitting and meditating. Self-love is hard, and it hurts when you find out that you truly don't have it, but it is healing when you do. So I'm going to challenge you to heal, to care, to love yourself, and then go love others. Only receive what is for you, and what's not, learn to let go. It's okay. You don't have to fight through more than what you should. You lose yourself back there. And I'm happy to be up in the forefront of my life again, leading it with love, giving it with love, and receiving nothing less than that. So I thank you all for listening. Have a wonderful day. And know that your love uplifted lifestyle is out there. You just have to be willing to go find it.